Arizona's health insurance market is about to undergo another change. HealthNet of Arizona and HealthNet Life Insurance Company will be moving out of the state's small and large group markets. The impact is, of course, unknown at this point, but Angela Gonzalez, senior reporter for the Phoenix Business Journal, has written about the move and is with me to talk about it. Angela, what's HealthNet's background and how significant is it that they'll be changing what they're offering in Arizona?
Okay, yeah. So HealthNet of Arizona has been in Arizona for a really long time. They've been in the commercial line of business, the insurance that's offered to the employers, and for, through small group and large business. But they haven't had a really good time building their business for the commercial side. The other insurance companies like Blue Cross and United Healthcare, Cigna, even Aetna, have really kind of left them in the dust in terms of enrollment for the employer group insurance, large and small. So what they've decided to do is pull out of the commercial part of the business and focus on government-sponsored insurance, which is Medicare, Medicaid, and the exchange program that the federal government runs under, everybody knows it as Obamacare, the health insurance marketplace.
Well, that's interesting, considering what we know about the exchange. Can we read anything into that?
It is weird because everybody else pulled out of the exchange. Nobody wanted to be on it. They all lost millions of dollars. Okay, so let me just tell you a little bit about the exchange business. These are people who don't qualify for Medicaid because they make too much money to qualify for Medicaid. But they also don't have access to employer-based health insurance. And so they're kind of there. We've always known them as the working poor, the notch group, we've called them in the past. And so when Obama decided to create Obamacare, the idea was to get everybody covered by health insurance. And so that's what the exchange were. And they spent lots of money to build this area so that this group of people could get health coverage. Well, what happens is this group of people that had never been insured before, so they're sicker. They didn't have preventive maintenance the way people with employer-based insurance have. And so what happened was they all used their health insurance and it just cost a lot of money and the insurance companies really couldn't manage that. So they lost money, they pulled out. But what's funny about this is that HealthNet wants to stay in this market. They said they're committed to the uninsured and the low insurance.
From your article, we got the impression that HealthNet is doing this amidst a competitive disadvantage. Can we define what that means in this case?
Yeah, what Tom Lewis meant when he said that, he's a local insurance broker who's been in the business for a long time. He's seen over the years HealthNet lose their enrollment. So at one time they were doing well, but as United Healthcare and Cigna and Blue Cross Blue Shield especially, as they started gaining bigger market share, HealthNet just really couldn't compete on price.
Okay. So is there a way to use this as an analysis in some sense of the current health of what's offered here in Arizona? I mean, is this HealthNet situation going to have, even if it's not a huge impact in terms of the number of enrollees, in terms of what they offer or something, is there something we should read into that?
It's not going to impact the commercial side. It's not going to impact people who get their health insurance through their work, the employer-sponsored insurance. That's not going to matter because their whole enrollment for 2017 was like 121,000.
Wow.
That's everything. That's commercial, Medicaid, Medicare, and health insurance exchange. Well, if you break that down, Access took like half of that. Access, the Medicaid program, took 56,000 enrollees. So if you're starting to break that down, that leaves very few enrollees in the commercial sector. Mm-hmm. What's good about it, if there's anything good out of this, is that we have somebody committed to the exchange market. We have a lot of good players in the Medicaid and the Medicare Advantage market. Mm-hmm. Those are solid. Those are fine. So it's not like, ooh, HealthNet is saving the day by staying in Medicare and Medicaid. They're doing their jobs in that, but they are saving the day when it comes to staying committed to the health insurance marketplace, the Obamacare exchange.
And Angela, there's actually another interesting angle to this, the fact that HealthNet was bought by another company a couple of years ago.
In 2016, a publicly traded company called Centene Corp purchased HealthNet nationally. They bought the whole HealthNet business for like, I think, $6 billion in 2016. And at the time, they realized there were some financial problems with HealthNet. And what they did So because they're publicly traded, they have to file with the Securities and Exchange Commission. Mm-hmm. They filed a 10-Q back when their second quarter earnings in 2016. And they said that they were reporting a $300 million premium deficiency reserve for the quarter. Basically, it's saying, we see problems down the line. We're not so sure about Arizona's commercial business. They also weren't really sure about California business and some other Medicare in Oregon. But that was a sign back then that things might not be going so well for HealthNet in Arizona.
Angela Gonzalez is a senior reporter for the Phoenix Business Journal.